You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Cheers.
Is that your opioid?
All right, cheers, everyone.
No, I'm on Dr. Pepper
Poppy.
Ooh. Dr. Poppy.
Well, me
Dr.
and Alicia, Poppy. We're on the Alky one.
Okay. Are we drinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheers.
You want a little sip of the good stuff?
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay,
though.
All right. You don't have any problems, right? Not like me and Alicia.
What are you saying?
Oh. I'm choosing today to not, but normally.
That's good. Normally, I wouldn't either. But remember, I promised myself and to all of you and you guys that I was going to drink a little bit more on the show.
And that is
that was so just to you.
Yeah. That was so nice of you.
No, that wasn't to me. That was a promise to the fans watching that it's going to be a little bit more chaotic. More.
That's also like when you promise no one asked for.
I was going to say, it's giving dare me to do this.
Dare me
to do a cartwheel.
Dare me to do a cartwheel.
All right. So look, we got an exciting episode today because guess who's involved? You guys!
That's right, baby.
So it's just gonna be a fun episode and it's gonna be very interactive and
I like your pants.
Visual. Thank you.
He's wearing his crazy pants for crazy pant day today.
Yeah,
no one told me.
I get a lot of smack on these pants.
I mean, it does match the rug.
Yeah.
It's
like a vintage wallpaper.
Yeah. I was thinking
Sandy,
curtains.
Sandy the wallpaper.
Yeah. Heath, remember where I got these?
I do.
Every time I see these pants, it reminds me of that trip that we went on. And that's why I love these pants so much.
He got those when we were in Mykonos.
I do love Mykonos.
We got a little crazy. Oh, we were in that area where they all those stores and we saw a Gucci store. And I'm not the person to buy type of stuff. I buy very cheap shit. But we went in the store and it was just the environment and Mykonos. It was just so fun. And we got there and I saw these
pants. They just Gucci champagned up. It's not fair.
That's what they do.
Yeah, they do. They kept on giving us glass after glass after glass.
Yes.
And we got a little too tipsy. And you I spent way too much on these
Those
pants.
Those are Gucci pants?
Yeah.
How much were they?
I think they were like...
A thousand?
I'm not sure how much a Gucci pant would cost.
I think they were like 800, right?
Wow.
What were they?
So it was on the Gucci sale rack.
I went straight. It was on the sale rack.
But they're like a good Mykonos pant.
Yeah.
So they were cheaper than what the original list price was.
Okay.
And it was which is good. I feel like if you are going to do it,
go for the sale.
Get the sale.
An outlet store.
And not only that, it was still under my budget, which I wanted to spend on the whole trip because we were on a whole European trip and it was still under budget.
Okay.
On top of that, since it was in another country, no taxes.
So I was able to save taxes on it too.
I think they're a great souvenir.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I can't find them anywhere.
We also found out that trip that you have to, when you go back to
declare
the airport, you have to declare it.
Mm-hmm.
And we forgot to declare your pay.
I didn't declare it.
So you paid the tax.
What was I declaring at the airport then? My independence?
That's how you were declaring that you were there, baby.
Yeah,
I'm
here.
Present.
Want to know something crazy? One time, Alicia and I went to New Zealand, and we went with a brand, and they flew us business class.
These tardy titty trips. I'm just tired of it, man. Put us on one.
I know.
I will wear makeup. I don't care. Get ready with me. I'll fucking do it.
You know what pisses me off? Why isn't there like a Manscaped or a Dude Wipes brand, bro trip?
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean?
Where are
to like Lake Havasu?
Yes.
Imagine shaving the whole trip.
Come, dude. There's brands.
Come on.
There has to be somebody out there that just get the boys together.
We go to a beard festival and just make it early. You know, they can make a cool trip out of it, and it doesn't have to be out to tardy titty Bora Bora. We can go to like the forest.
I will gladly
take
to Yosemite.
Yeah,
we'll do a weekend retreat.
That'd be good.
We'll learn how to tie ropes.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Like, a little Boy Scout trip.
Everybody they invite is the Axeman.
Yeah, it's Thor.
Just hot, like hot
on the
dudes,
horse.
And oh my god!
And we're like, okay, well, we can't post with anybody.
Sorry.
No, you're so good, and I'm glad that you let that out. That sounded like you were keeping that in for a long time.
I was, and I thank God you gave me the opportunity on this episode to bring it out.
Have the floor.
Thank
so
you.
We were being flown to New Zealand, and they did fly us business class. So we went to the lounge, and I was like, oh my god. If I'm here, I've got to take everything for free, obviously.
Yeah.
So I start just loading my bag with stuff. And then as we are landing, they come around and they give the declaration forms. And I half read it because I had just woken up. And I was like, I'm not bringing anything into this
country. Yeah, you don't care about other countries. Crazy. Only the country you're living in. Yeah.
Shut up. And so I like filled out the form, not thinking. And then when we get off the plane, we get to customs. They're like putting our bags through the security line. And I remember like, oh, shit. Oh, actually, I don't think I even remembered. We start walking through, my thing gets pinged and I get pulled to the side and they essentially pull me into this
it was
definitely. Oh, they took you out of TSA?
They took me out. They're like, follow
me.
And they put me in this room where they were behind as if I went to the bank, but it was just like a waiting room and it was really scary. And I had left an orange in there from the business class lounge, but you can't bring agriculture in from different countries because it could have like bugs or something like that. I didn't know.
No, I just remember being like, where's Remy?
Well,
like,
I remember being scared I was going to like get in big, big trouble for it because it seemed like that. Then I had to pay, I think, $750 filling it out wrong. Yeah. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I can just throw it away. They're like, it's too late. You filled out the form. And I was like, okay,
like you lied.
Right. So I had to swipe my card and then they let me go. And now I never get an orange again at the lounges.
Oh my god.
I think in some situations, obviously it was a mistake. She's not bringing a whole bag of fruits to try to like come here to the country. But like, it was just one from the airport lounge. Like, they can't just let it go or just give them a strict warning where it scares them, like, never do it again.
I don't know. I'm sure everyone would say that. I get it.
I was like, I did fill out the form, and that was my fault for not reading it. So I was like, this sucks, but now I'll never do it again.
I think a $750 orange, I think, is a little crazy.
Yes. Isn't that expensive? Crazy? Most expensive free orange you ever had.
Did you at least get to eat it?
No, they confiscated.
Oh, you couldn't even like, hey,
they threw
let me
it in
eat
the
this
trash.
Real quick. I just paid $750 for you.
No.
The best just.
Boy, I would have savored that shit.
Savored.
Every bite, $25. $20.
My God.
One time I went to Vegas and then went home and then took everything out of my suitcase, threw all my new shit in there and then went straight to LAX. And as I was in the lobby of LAX, I thought like, oh, wait. I think I left my weed pens in there because I had brought them and I was about to go to Japan.
Ooh.
And I remember just being like, I know I shouldn't bring these. So I just threw them away in the LAX lobby. Yeah, but I later on thought like, oh my God, I would have gotten detained.
They get you on video throwing them away.
Do you ever get scared of throwing out shit like that in the airport garbage?
Yeah. Well,
because I feel like every time, I feel like there's a certain camera on garbages where they... Like where they're always watching people like see what they throw away. So every time I throw something like bad from my bag, I was like, oh, I can't have this.
How many times
like,
are you throwing bad that I did that? Away?
No, just like lighters. Anything that I feel like they will like confiscate at that. I just don't want to be held in TSA.
No, I think that you're allowed to because like I still did it in a city where it's legal. But had I brought it to Japan, then I could have been detained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's okay to do that, right?
No, that's better than bringing it.
Okay, that's
sure.
Yeah, and I think even when it comes to like weed pens, I think you're still pretty safe with those. I think it's just like when you have it, like the full weed and like a bag, I think that's when it gets like bad.
Really?
Like, man, I don't know. This is you.
And I'm not saying, I'm just saying out of, I just feel like they won't see it because the smell's not there. They don't really know what, it could be a vape.
The girl, the basketball player that got detained in Russia.
It was a weed pen?
Yeah, it was a weed pen.
One time, this is really weird. I didn't get stopped for it going through TSA. But I got stopped afterwards. So I had, I was leaving Florida, coming back to LA, and I was bringing back a bunch of tea. Like just,
oh,
like,
just hot gossip.
Like tins.
Just, yeah, I bet you were.
Tins of tea, just a bunch of secrets.
Yeah.
And I probably had like four of them, and they were just like fully loaded. And
Jesus.
I get through, and I'm sitting there in like the waiting area.
Wait.
To
what are you bringing through?
Tea.
Like bags, tea bags?
Like
tea,
yeah. Like loose leaf tea.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Not bags,
you said
though.
Fully loaded, and I got confused.
No, like the tins were fully loaded.
Yeah, okay. You should separate fully loaded and airport luggage.
Yeah, it's really confusing.
Where was the tea coming from?
Tivana.
Oh, I love Tivana.
Love.
So I had it, and then I get through. Everything's fine. I don't think anything of it. I'm going to sit there, and I'm waiting for like the plane to get ready to board. All of a sudden, I see these guys circling around me that are like normal clothes. Like they don't look like anything, but they just keep looking at me, and I see them looking at each other, and they're looking at me, and I'm like,
"You're like eating Panda Express." Like,
it felt like you're in a Mission Impossible.
And
movie,
I'm like,
huh?
"What is going on right now?" So. All of a sudden, they start approaching me. They come up. They go, "Sir, is this your bag right here?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Are you carrying anything for anybody other than yourself in this bag?" And I was like, "No." And then he goes, "Nothing illegal in this bag, right?" And I'm like,
"You're like, is this a trick question?"
"No." He goes, "We're going to have to search it." Now, keep in mind, I am in the middle of everybody. And there's like, three marshals, whatever they are.
Do you believe that that's what they are? Or are you kind of like, who are you?
So I could tell, like, they were in normal clothes, but they...
They wouldn't do it in the middle of the airport. It's not like
they
like
have
you believe
those looks.
Also, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't care what I have in my bag. I'm not going to be like, no, you can't look. Like, that's fucking like weird.
Yeah. Also, in that moment, Heath, I feel like I would have, in that moment, I'd been like, somebody bad put something in my bag while I wasn't looking.
I was just like, I also...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
In any situation like that, I get really choked up and like nervous anyways. Like I would get nervous like if my teacher asked me a question.
Yeah.
Like
same.
I get really like.
That doesn't, like, so it didn't help.
No. So then I look nervous. So then they go and they start opening my suitcase in the middle of the floor in the like the waiting area. Now I have a fucking audience
Oh my God.
Around me. They're all looking at me. Get them.
Get him.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Me too. I walk away, get him.
He's in the back. They're like, get him out of here. Get him out. And then they're like searching it. Then they pull out the tea tins. Oh, and they're like, then what's this? And I'm like,
loose leaf tea. Chamomile.
So he opens it and he's looking at it and he's like sniffing it and he's like, what is this?
I would have killed to be there.
I'm like,
for this.
It's tea. And he goes, you're bringing this much tea. And I go, yeah. He goes, why? I go, I like tea. And he goes, really? What's your favorite type?
No way.
This is punk.
I'm like, what is, oolong? And he's like, oolong. And you know how they like try to like intimidate you by like asking you like stupid
to
questions?
To see if you're going to double track. Yeah.
And I'm like, yes. And then he's like sitting there and he's like, look at it. He opens every single one of them and then he puts it away and he goes, so you don't have anything illegal in here? I'm like, no. And then he like saw that I had like an e-cigarette. But it was just like an e-cigarette. Yeah. Like it was like a.
That's
like,
what you had in your bag.
Yeah. Just like.
Yeah.
Those are allowed.
They were trying to get something.
And then he goes, well, what's this? And I'm like, an e-cigarette? He goes, I thought you said you didn't have anything illegal. And I'm like, I don't. He goes, you're not allowed to have these. And then I'm like, this motherfucker's like embarrassed right now. So now he's trying to pinpoint
anything.
And I'm like, I'm allowed to have that. And he was like, did you tell them you have it? And I was like, what?
Why would you?
No. And he goes, next time you're not allowed to bring this. And I'm like, okay. And then I started getting like upset. And then they were getting ready to walk away. I was like, are you going to pack my bag back?
You said that? Oh, so you were
stick
upset
it to the
in
man.
This moment. Like at this point, you're upset. Embarrassed,
you know when you kind of get that upper hand, you kind of...
And the thing is, everybody's watching. So like...
Now you're embarrassed.
They're winning. They embarrass you. They're winning. You need to come back. You need to come back with a comeback.
I had people throwing tomatoes at me.
It's a boom, boom, boom. He's like, psh. It's a show and you're losing. It's not fair.
And what did he say to that?
And then he started packing my bag back up and putting everything.
Oh. Okay, good.
That's some king shit right there. Yeah.
Do you think they thought you were someone else? So the whole time they were like looking for, you know what I mean?
Well, what I thought was really bizarre was the fact that they let me through TSA and let me get to the point of about to board my plane to then send these people over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was mistake number one.
Why? If you thought like, obviously they signaled it.
Yeah.
To be like, it's crazy because they would have had to shown a picture of me. This guy came through. This is his bag. Go find this guy. He's going to be on this flight.
You'd be surprised of how quickly they can go look at a camera real quick and just see where you went, follow like through
webcam.
Also,
to send four marshals means that like it was serious. Right? I would assume.
Speaking of marshals, I did see some comments being
great
like...
Great deals at marshals.
Oh, no.
That there's not one on every flight.
But how do they know that?
Yeah, they don't know that.
So true.
They don't know that. And those air marshals would never say that.
Exactly.
That's what they want you to
think. Exactly.
That's
what they want you to think.
Alicia and I went on a flight the other day. And right after we came on this podcast, we went on a flight. And we wanted to sit together, but we were... I had an aisle and Alicia had an aisle. And so Alicia was like, oh, just ask the person in the middle seat if they want an aisle, because most likely someone in the middle
that's
is going to want.
That's an upgrade if you're by yourself.
Oh, you're in aisle. Like the middle aisle, right?
She
had an aisle row. I had an aisle row.
Yes, okay. But we were like next to each other. But we were like, oh, well, let's ask if someone wants the middle for her aisle seat.
Yeah.
So we walk on the plane and we walk up and there's a man. There's like a girl in the window and a man in the middle. And they don't look like they know each other. Like they had like weird energy for sure. Mm-hmm. Or like stranger energy. Yeah. Not like
where like I walked up and I was like, oh, the people next to me are definitely traveling together. So I'm not going to ask them.
Yeah.
You know?
And so I see the man. I'm like, hi, excuse me. Do you any chance that you want an aisle seat? And he goes, no. And I was like, oh, you don't want an aisle seat? He goes, no. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. And I sat down and then I had a 6-hour plane ride next to this man after that. which was fine. But I was just like the whole ride thinking like, that was so peculiar. Like he could have said, you know, something else. Like he doesn't know this woman next to me maybe, or the other woman. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird answer. And so I'm like, oh my God. He's so the marshal of the plane. She's like, and so for the 6 hours, I watched this literally, I was like, well, let's see if he brings out headphones. No headphones. Let's see if he like brings out, like watches anything on his phone. At like hour four, he finally started watching something. So I was like, oh, it must not be the marshal. And then I did realize 5 hours in, he started talking to the woman. So they were together. But for the 4 hours, I was like, he's so the marshal of the plane.
I had taken a photo of Remy. So then when she put that in our chat, we like zoom in on the photo to see what was on his phone. because his phone was in it. So we were like, are you the marshal? And then.
Because I assume the marshal would just sit there and like have to just like raw dog it for six hours, right?
I genuinely think the marshals on the plane, I think they are allowed to like kill time by like watching. I think as soon, maybe when like the lights turn on, and I don't think they're like at alert at all fucking time.
I think they might be. And then I thought about it though. I was like, well, they wouldn't put the marshal in the middle seat because what if I was sleeping and needs to get up quickly?
I always pictured, I would picture them at like, obviously not in business, but like right when it goes into economy, like that first
row one.
You know what I mean? There's a little more leg room for
them. You think that's like the best
I feel like that's where they would put.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. Good, Alicia.
We should get an air marshal on this podcast.
Or if anybody knows any air marshals, but you don't want to like, you know, I don't know, anonymously tell us like what it is.
Like, prime example, someone could surprise us with like a celebrity and we'd be like, oh, cool. And then they surprise us with an air marshal. We'd be like, holy fucking shit.
I have so many questions.
I'd much rather have an air marshal than a celebrity on this podcast.
So many questions. Like,
I don't. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Well, on that note, should we roll the intro?
Oh my God. Yes, that's bad. Let's roll it, baby. Roll it.
Woo!
I'm Zay.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Oh. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
And we have a fly in the studio.
We do.
I'm staying alert. Sorry.
That was me keep all this right here. Last week.
Yeah. Thank you again for tuning into another episode. Mm. We appreciate it so much. We're having so much fun with you guys. And we have a good one for you today.
We do.
And keep the comments coming. We love reading them. We're nosy.
And you know, I love reading. I read so many books.
So literate.
So I'm so illiterate.
Okay, well, today we are going to do a bit of a dating episode, which you guys love the dating episodes. And I thought I'd kick it off with a little anecdote of something that has gone on in my friend's life that I would love to get your reactions to.
Oh.
Okay.
It's some good tea. So.
Her friend.
My friend.
Close friend, right?
My friend.
Well, best
no,
friend.
She said I can. She it. Said I can give her all my, all, I can give all the details.
Oh, nice.
Which, so my friend's name is Whitney. She's also one of my employees. She's amazing. And she randomly called me recently and was like, you're not going to believe what happened. So she went on a date with a guy and she said that the date was just kind of meh. She like wasn't super into him. And she was like, you know what? This is my karma. Like I wasn't super into him. I should have just gone home or I should have just like left the date. Shouldn't have seen
that's
him anymore.
Some intense karma if this is karma.
I know. And she was like, but you know what? I'm bored. It's fine. So they finished their date and he's like, do you want to go back to your place? And she's like, sure, why
he
not?
He invited himself back to her place?
And she said yes?
I think she's just bored.
Oh, just bored.
Yeah. Okay. I think I think she's just like, honestly, I know this guy's like not the one, but like, I'll have fun. I think it was as simple as that.
Oh, so he was hot.
I don't know what he looks like. He was hot.
He was fucking hot.
That's hate him. They go back to her place and they are making out. Mm. And at one point, he picks her up to take her to the bedroom, what I assume. And again, she told me I could say all this.
Or couch, you know, we don't know.
He picks her up off the couch to carry her.
Oh, so it's getting heated. It's getting
It's getting sexy. Yeah. It's getting steamy. He picks her up and then proceeds to drop her.
Oh, no.
Drops her so hard that her foot slams onto her acrylic coffee table. And she literally stands up and says,
oh, they didn't laugh about it.
She was just like, hi, you can go now. Like and he was like, and she's like, it's okay. Just like, you can go. She's like, whatever. Like, ow, it hurts. But she's like, I must have just like sprained it. You know, that hurt really badly. She goes to bed. She wakes up in the middle of the night, either because she had to pee or she was in pain. I forget. One of the two. She gets up, is in so much pain. She passes out, hurts her back. And then it's like, okay, something's actually wrong. She goes to the hospital to get her foot looked at. Fully clean break. The guy fucking snapped her foot. She now needs surgery.
What?
She had to get surgery.
No way.
Had to get surgery.
This was like within the past month.
Yeah, like she just got her surgery like last Friday. And so she basically, before she knew it was broken, she texted the guy and was like, hey, just letting you know, like it's not good. So I'm just like keeping you abreast. And he was like, oh my God, so sorry about that. Like, let me know if you need help with anything. And she was like, yeah, I will. Goes to the doctor. Finds out she needs surgery. On top of that, she can't put any weight on her foot for the next 4 to 6 weeks. So she can't drive.
Shut up.
She has to Uber everywhere. So she has to then, she messages the guy and is like, hey, just letting you know, you broke my foot. I have to Uber everywhere for a month and a half. So if you want like want to kick any money over.
Well, he had offered when he didn't know what it was. He was like, oh shit, like let me know if you want me to help like pitch in or pay for things. Then he found out she had to get surgery. So then she's like, shit, like I guess like he had offered. So I'm going to hit him up and be like, hey, I do have to Uber every day to and from work, which is really far from Remy.
She just messaged him and was like, hi, following back up. I do have to Uber everywhere. So if you want to, like, here's my Venmo. If you want to send me anything. Never replied.
Ghosted.
No way.
So that guy's number one on my list.
That's insane. I looked at that camera. Insane.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
dating nightmare story. Like, wow. What a way to kick it off.
For him to do that, mm-hmm. which is like, you know, it's a mistake. We all make mistakes. Like when I dislocated my elbow, it was a mistake. You know, I would never, but he did offer.
To offer and then ghost. I would not be able to sleep at night.
What did he think he was going to offer and pay for Band-Aids? Like,
yeah,
did
yeah, you yeah, yeah. Think
about, he was offering her. Emotional support is what he was willing to contribute. Yeah.
It's like when you and then off, found it's out. Like when you offer to help someone for something and then they actually take you up on it. And you're like, yeah. Oh, I didn't actually.
You did it just to be like nice. You did it just to be nice. You know your friend's about to move. Hey,
yeah.
If you need help with a move.
I got you. And then they actually hit you up.
Dude, prime example.
Hey, so I'm moving right now. You don't.
Man is a loser.
Pick a Venmo. Like, just a Venmo.
I would feel so just terrible. Like, in my head.
Yeah, that's bad.
In my head, I would, like, and I know, like, he didn't.
He didn't mean to, obviously.
He didn't mean to, but, like, still, like, you're gonna sit there with that and ignore her and just, like, not even pitch in. Just pitch in something. Yeah. You
send some Advil.
What was the surgery bill?
That was actually $130. Oh, so that was, nice. I was telling her, I was like, the Ubers are more expensive than that. But don't worry, everybody, as the employer. I mean, I'm also going out of town for the next couple of weeks, so it worked out great. It actually works out perfectly. Don't worry, I'm having her work from home.
You got her on workers' comp?
Yeah. Good boss. I love that.
Don't worry, everyone. I'm doing my part.
I mean, it doesn't have to do with money. If he can't afford to pitch in,
baby, you better be picking her up in the morning and taking and dropping her off.
No, not even doing that a lot. But just
you're
like,
so right.
Just something sweet. Just something that would take time. That's it. Just something. Mm. If you can't afford it, just get in your car. Get her some food. Just something sweet. I like that's exactly. Even if I did not like the girl, I'd never want to see her again. I would do things here and there just to.
You know what? Like a meal every once in a while. I think that's good too. Yeah, flowers.
And that could be a start to a love story. Right, it could be something real cute.
I wasn't feeling him. He broke my foot. I kicked him out.
Oh,
had to get
so
surgery,
good.
But he was so sweet about it afterwards. He was there for me every day. That's like the greatest love story.
And it sounded like he liked her more than she liked him. You know what I mean? So this is a good way for him to come back and really like.
Redemption.
Exactly. And he didn't.
Just really not sucks. A gentleman. That's the thing.
Yeah.
A dating. But I did tell her, once your foot is healed, she had to get a full-on screw in her foot for the rest of her life. Bless you. She has a great story to tell now.
Yeah. Oh, it's
I will say, great. It's a great story.
15-minute coffee date.
Yeah. He's a loser. What a loser.
Oh, boy. Damn, that's good. That's good stuff.
I feel so badly for her.
I feel bad because when people ask me, like, what are your nightmare dating stories? I don't have anything compared to that.
No, that's like, it's good. Yeah, I'm going to leave her Venmo in the description if anyone would like to kick
GoFundMe.
That's good. That's a, I'll Venmo her. I'll fucking help out.
She would appreciate
absolutely.
That.
She would appreciate that.
Technically, I think she could take her to like court. Like
that's
Judge
what I, okay,
Judy.
That's why
Judge
I wanted
Judy
to
would
do
eat
debate.
That shit up.
Mm-hmm.
She would
be calling him out.
That's a small claims court, wouldn't you think?
Exactly. And she couldn't like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
her not really loving the date and her still inviting him over, it wouldn't even matter in court. She wouldn't even say it. It doesn't hold up, but just like the situation on its own.
I don't think that even matters though.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
She wasn't even fucking into him. We're on Judge
Judy. Oh, you're saying so that was like her karma for like still going along with it?
That's what she told me. When she told me, she's like, it proved I should not have had him over because look what happened. She's like, I wasn't into him and then this happens.
And you know what? I could see her like maybe saying yes because maybe usually she says no. And she's like, you know what? Let me just Let's give him a chance. Maybe he's a good guy. Maybe he can really surprise me.
Loser.
He did. Loser. He did.
He did surprise her.
He did.
And her bones.
And maybe he'll sweep me off my feet.
And that he did.
Damn.
We love you, Whit. I'm so sorry.
I would do anything to be on fly on the wall and like just watch that situation. Just how awkward it got.
I would die of just like, oh my God, if a guy dropped me like that.
And just like all the, like, what else is going to run through your brain? Like, am I too heavy? Like, there's a lot of things
you
with
start
that.
Thinking it's
like,
a you problem.
Yeah.
I think if it were me, I would stand up and the guy would be like, I'm so sorry. I'd be like, oh my God, no. Like, it's so fine.
You're limping. It's
so
fine.
It's okay.
But
don't
you can
worry
tell she
about
was waiting
it.
For an excuse. Hits her foot out.
Yeah, it's not working.
I don't think this is going to work.
I don't think
this reminds me of one of our friends. That remember the situation?
Which one?
With the it was a really fun night. Cute girl, it was great. They were like hitting it off, and then,
oh God,
same situation, same exact situation. But like he was nice after. He didn't like do all
okay.
That.
He broke a bone.
No. He like picks her up like over the shoulder, like so cute. But like lost balance.
Oh.
Face scrapes on the sidewalk. She's a model, right?
No.
But nothing bad.
Okay, good.
Nothing bad. Scratch, but like healable.
That's the moneymaker,
though.
I
think it was because she was a model, it made it worse.
So
but
much
if,
worse.
If it was just a regular girl, it'd be like,
her
oh,
career.
Fuck, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Cream, band-aid is fine. But I think because...
Heads wrapped. I'm fine.
No, as a model, like your face is how you make money. Like a very big part of that, I'm sure.
Exactly. Which made it so, which is so funny. Because the cuts weren't, it's so funny. I wish you guys saw that it wasn't bad at all. But because
she was a model.
We're like, oh my God. Oh, her face.
Was she freaking out? Was she upset?
She was freaking out at first. And I think when she picked up her phone and looked, she realized how.
That it wasn't that bad.
And then she calmed down, but like it still made her so upset where she left. But like she was okay. She was okay. It was a light scrape. There was no like pressure hail on it. It was more of a scrape.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You know the swing scrape.
An abrasion.
He was strong. He was strong enough where like it wasn't a, it was just a, oh,
he was strong,
she's falling.
Not coordinated.
She's falling, got her. But she got that scrape.
I think moral of the story is let's stop picking people
up.
I agree with that.
Heath, I respect that.
Let's respect each other and not pick people up.
But I cannot stop picking up short people. I love to do it.
I know.
I love to do it.
I know you do.
All my short friends, I love to pick them up.
And you're just drunk and you
drunk.
Do it?
Yeah. I don't do it sober.
No, it's him just like... being loving and
you know how
no
I'm just so good at
he
loving.
Choked me so hard like I feel like you don't
what
I'm I feel sorry, like
what?
You don't
are you talking about me
yes I feel like
I
you,
did
yeah I don't think you have like spatial awareness when you're drunk and at Coachella he saw me and I have a vlog it's in my vlog but I cut it short and it's just my head in the corner gasping for air my throat hurt for like the whole day
you're very aggressive
it was but really like, it was in a because I don't think you know your strength anymore full ass chokehold around my throat and it's literally just my tiny face in the corner going and you're just screaming at my camera.
You know what's that movie?
It's very Of Mice and
of
Men.
Of Mice and Men. That's exactly what I was thinking. Where he mistakenly he's hugging him and kills him. Oh my God. I need to be careful.
I love you.
Oh, I'm a walking.
What was his name? Lenny.
And I apologize. I don't.
Oh, it's okay. I wasn't offended.
I cannot hurt a fly.
It,
but
well,
I,
you can.
But I love. But I love
literally
hurting.
Hit the fucking fly.
Oh Lord! I cannot hurt a fly.
Oh. Oh my God! Wait,
in front of me.
Oh my God.
That was crazy.
That was not real.
I cannot hurt a fly.
I cannot hurt a
massive fly.
I wish I had that in my hand saying it.
I cannot. No, that it was good. It was very visible.
Wow. That was crazy.
So good.
Okay, no, well, let's play this game because I'm excited.
What game?
Rainy game people's dating profile.
Oh, sorry, not the
oh,
game.
Oh, it's not a game. It's not a game.
This
vodka's hitting me really
loser.
Hard.
Loser.
So on the topic of dating nightmares, so a few days ago, we sent on the basically unfiltered IG stories for you guys to send over all of your dating nightmares, right? And we got a lot. So we wanted to share a few. And some of these stories they're sharing for the first time and they are crazy.
If you have any stories that you want to send in, basically unfilteredfanmail is the email we used
at gmail.com. Basically unfilteredfanmail@gmail.com. Send in any nightmare, crazy stories that you have on any dating apps, literally any stories like this.
Just put this in the subject, like what the vibe is. And if we're doing like a dating episode, we can like go. Or if we're doing like a, you know.
Yeah, literally any crazy stories, we'll figure out a way to incorporate it in whatever episode we have in the future.
Yeah.
Thank you for the submissions.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. We'll keep it anonymous just in case you want them to be anonymous. So we're going to start with the first one. Here we go. Hi, I can't believe I'm actually typing this story. I've only shared it with a few friends because I was so embarrassed I didn't see the signs. I was visiting friends in Michigan and matched with a man who seemed pretty small town normal. We chatted for a few days on Tinder until he asked me for my number. Totally normal. I gave it to him, but he said he had a question for me before he would actually text me. His question was, "Do you support gun rights? Yellow flag, but small town boys, right?" I thought this was a heavy question to ask someone, but answered honestly. That I don't have any guns, but don't care if someone else does, and that maybe it should be harder to get a gun or more education on gun safety. Love that. Apparently, that satisfied his question, and he decided to text me. He didn't bring up guns ever again. Now, I lived roughly 8 hours from him, so we chatted for about a month until I asked him about his social media, because with all my internet stalking abilities, I could not find him. He told me, and I quote, "I'm not allowed to have social media." Giant red flag. We are in our late 20s. I found out that he was a part of a group that was arrested for planning to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
Kidnap the governor of Michigan?
How did we go from no social media to finding out that he was going to try to kidnap the governor of Michigan?
I missed a few chapters.
Okay,
let me
finish reading this. He wasn't arrested himself because he was only a part of the group, but wasn't actively making moves, but still not someone I can take home to my parents. The FBI had taken away his ability to make social media accounts.
Which is why he couldn't.
Because that is how his group was founded, Facebook and Instagram pages. I obviously was no longer interested in dating him, but had to find out the details because, duh, I'm curious. Apparently, all of my questions were suspicious, so he questioned if I was the FBI because he was followed for months. He is best friends with the man who went to trial for it, though. I did block him that night. Safe to say, always trust your gut, and I'm a firm believer that if they don't even have a Facebook account from high school, that is a red flag. Much love to you all, and thanks for reading one of my horror stories.
Anonymous.
I gotta give this girl props. She did her research. She asked her questions. I think she handled everything as she should.
This just proves my theory that if they don't have social media, they might have a family or the FBI is out to get them.
It does. It really does secure that. How you feel.
I support you now.
That's crazy.
I really do.
Also, I was like, not allowed to. What is your, is it your parents? Yeah. Is it your wife? Like, obviously me thinking the worst. I did not think the FBI.
I was not expecting that from the first couple of paragraphs. Same. I just didn't know what I was to expect.
And also, then, governor of Michigan is so niche. It's so specific. Like,
who is the governor? Michigan.
Does the governor of Michigan know that this is about to happen?
Also, why did they want to kidnap him?
Do you think they caught this? And then but it wasn't like it didn't make it to news or something.
I don't know.
Also, if you're like a political figure or like president or someone or a celebrity or someone who constantly has people out to like get you, yeah. I wouldn't want to know on the daily how many attempts there are.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yep, today was a close one. I would not want to know.
Yeah.
Lie to me.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I definitely wouldn't want to know that. It's like when
I'm just so curious, like why?
Yo, I'm gonna. What did the governor of Michigan do?
So I'm like,
do?
Is it to do with like what were the gun questions like just FBI questions, or did the gun questions have to do with the idea of the kidnapping of the governor of Michigan?
I think it may have to do with I think that's why she brought it up in the first few paragraphs because it had to do.
Oh my gosh, it's a woman!
No.
In my head, I'm thinking it's this guy, the governor.
Oh. No.
So it was a group of guys
planning to kidnap this poor woman. Awful.
How do you like sleep at night? Like, he's just on a dating app, like trying to find love. Like, what the fuck?
Her name's Gretchen.
Gretchen.
She found this out, right? She looked up his name, or
I don't know how she found it out, but she found it out. That is crazy.
Wow. That's well, and that's also, you see, and that's why I don't go on dating apps.
He asked if she was the FBI. Could you imagine? Someone be like, wait, are you the?
Oh my god! There's news articles about this.
Wait, really?
Three men acquitted on trial.
Wait, what year?
This is
2013. That's his best friend.
Oh my god!
connected to the scheme to kidnap the governor of Michigan, a pandemic era plot steeped in extremist politics and domestic terrorism that saw others imprisoned for lengthy terms.
Wow.
What a great story to tell.
Thank you
other
for submitting that.
We know who you are. We see your name. We love you.
Love you.
Thank you for the submission. Wow. But that's crazy. And yeah, just watch out.
Do we have more?
Just one.
So this is another dating nightmare?
Yes. I want you guys in the room to see. I'm obviously not going to show his face to everybody. That would be a very big invasion of privacy. But this is the guy that this girl is talking to.
We
right?
should read his
bio.
His bio.
His bio. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a mechanic. And his bio says, I'm looking for a woman that is looking for something serious. I'm 28. No kids, like to watch movies, cuddle, hang. Okay, so there's no period in anything. This is no commas,
none.
No nothing.
I
this
is, none.
This no is kids is also K-N-O-W. Yeah, this is no kids.
No kids.
It's a run-on sentence, his entire bio. So just
wait, this is I'm crazy gonna, though. If he meant it like that, I'm 28. No kids. Like
K-N-O-W.
That's my friends I know.
I didn't
kids.
Even catch that.
My name's Sharon. I don't know how to read.
No kids.
I'm 28. No kids. Like to watch movies, cuddle, hang out with that special girl, whoever she may be. I'm outgoing. Family man, please be serious. Thank you. And if you're really interested, please add me on Facebook. Thanks.
Aww.
With his name. Okay?
I think he's nice.
Yeah, he's nice. Until you read this conversation. Okay, so this conversation... This is how it went.
The no period.
She matches with him, which, by the way, baby girl.
You can do better.
What you doing swiping right? You saw no commas and periods in that. Come on. All right. So he starts off with saying, kind of just want hookups for now. Been fucked over. Kind of just want hookups right now. Been fucked over. Send it twice.
Double send.
Double send, right? Which is, Heath, I got to... So. This is my first time ever seeing the perspective from the other side, right? Yeah. I've never really seen that. I've seen like friends here and there show me their, this it's, I just cannot believe that dudes talk to girls like this.
Yeah.
Without even something, seeing first. This is their first message to them.
Alicia, do you get messages like this?
Not like that.
This
not
is
that
crazy.
Aggressive.
I mean, we'll get some random ones like and crazy. I feel like, but yeah.
I will say this is Tinder, right?
Yeah.
I feel like the times that I was on Tinder forever ago, like
it was more
like this than any other dating app.
Mm. So is it known that like Tinder is kind of more of like a promotion?
You're just
like,
looking for like, someone to hook up with.
That's I feel like, yeah. Okay. Or Tinder, I feel like was more of the hookup app. But we know some people that got married from Tinder. Like, it can happen.
My cousin got married because of Tinder.
It can happen.
Every time they post a picture together, like, anybody, they put thank you, Tinder. Or, like, Aww. They put, like, hashtag thank
it's
you, Tinder.
Cute. Wow.
It's cute. So I think people do find love, but it...
Sorry, I read ahead.
Are you reading ahead?
No,
Alicia.
I'm sorry.
I can't fucking have this shit up. That's why. We have a big screen so we can all watch it together. Alicia's reading ahead.
I'm sorry.
Okay. She says back, that's not what your profile says.
Love.
Mm. And then he... Texas back says, yeah, I know. People lie.
IK.
What? People lie.
People lie on here. So
there's a period.
People lie on here. So if I get someone that don't lie and is loyal, then period, I will be okay. And then she responds, but you lied. And he responds back, no, LOL. I'm a good person. But if I'm going to date, sex has to be good and you can't be fake. You can't be
what?
Why did that sound like
world?
A rap line?
The conversation keeps going, right?
Oh, but, I thought that was it.
But what's funny about this is that he changes his profile picture the next day, right?
No.
So he's keeping up with his account.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's changing it up. Whatever he thinks he looks better in one picture, he's going to change it, right? She sends back an emoji.
Face palm.
Just like, I cannot believe I'm reading this shit right now. He goes, LOL, so you're good then? He took that as... So you ready to have sex then? After she sends that emoji with a face palm, which is wild, she responds back saying, I don't know what you mean by that. am I good to just have sex with you? Question mark. No. He goes, LOL, no. LOL, no. Sex and relationship. You know, we could do both, but you like to have sex, right? But question mark. She goes, yeah, I think I'm just going to go ahead and unmatch.
What a queen.
Which is good. Damn. You got out of that.
You know, her and her friend were sitting there. Yeah. Like-
but like also, obviously, nobody's going to want to talk to this. But like if this happened, I feel like it would be so much fun to just troll. Play along with it and troll. Like so, just for the sake of like seeing what this guy is going to say. Because that's absolutely absurd.
It's pretty entertaining. You want to keep responding to somebody like that because you know you're not going to pursue it.
So. Right. I need to know though. What has his rate been? What
his success rate?
Yeah, success rate. Maybe it worked.
Very low.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you'd be surprised. Like, depending on like the location he's in.
Yeah, if someone's looking just for sex, boom, done.
Yeah, because I mean, girls are the same way. They can be the same way. Like, there are girls that are just like doing the same thing, but they're probably waiting for somebody to hit them with something as straightforward
as
that.
This man is looking for sex and relationship, so.
Sex and
but relationship. You lied. Yeah. No, LOL. No, LOL.
So, LOL.
I mean, you tell me, ladies. We swiping left or right?
I'm going to be so honest. I've seen worse looking people. I have.
Heath, just because I've been a sucker in her for a long time. My man is sucking in.
Oh, hard.
It's there's a certain pose that you do.
He still has abs.
No, he does. He does, but I mean, I suck in and I have abs. When I don't suck in, I don't have abs. It's
is that how it works?
Yeah.
I'm going to find this guy on Facebook. Hold on.
Reverse image search.
Oh my God.
No, he said add me on Facebook with the Facebook.
You are so right.
Oh, hold don't on. Do the Heath.
Wait.
I feel like why he does that feel fake? His own name.
I was like, why does that even look fake?
Oh my God. You see, like, that's crazy.
I like it. I think it's poetic.
You like this?
No, but I think it's kind of poetic.
Okay, so.
Listen.
This is a Hinge profile. He likes her selfie on the page. And so they obviously get grouped in a chat where as soon as you like somebody's page on Hinge, it starts a chat. And immediately he sends a message that says what, Alicia?
Listen, I want you and me to get together this week for an experience that's sensual and erotically pleasuring.
Serial killer. Like, that's a serial killer.
His photo is kind of giving what's that guy's name? Fabio. I'm just calling him Flavio. Fabio. He kind of is giving Fabio, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's giving romance novel.
It's the,
I
get it. Listen.
Listen. Comma. Yeah.
It's the confidence, boy. Ooh.
Save that know. Weird.
It might work. It might work.
You don't read smut. You don't get it.
No, I get it. But save that weird shit for the third date. You don't do that on the first text. Imagine what he's like on, like, the second date.
No, my man's pouring candle wax up your back. Ooh.
Yeah, he is.
He's at that's the pleasure crazy. Chest.
Erotically damn. Pleasuring.
You know what, Heath?
I don't know. Y'all want smut until you get smut.
That's and then it's right.
That's what I'm saying. He took that out of a Colleen Hoover book.
I don't like smut like this. That's why, like, I'm so against this type of shit. Like, even if a girl texted me that, it would turn me off. I'd be like, it's just too much. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, time and place.
You know what
time
I mean?
And place.
I mean,
if I had to pick between this guy and the other guy,
yep,
I'm going
this
him.
Guy.
I'm going him.
Look,
I'm going.
I get it, ladies.
I don't know.
I'll go here too.
I'm going
yeah.
Jordan.
I don't know. That other guy is.
And he's verified.
Okay.
That means his ID's attached and should be arrested. Find him.
Do you think he's copy and pasting that message to every single
man? Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's that type.
Do you say hi to every person?
I mean, I switch it up for every person. I go by their page. So whatever, I go by the prompt. If there's nothing I can work with prompt-wise, it takes me much longer to like start that first message.
Mine was just hi.
Oh, you do hi?
Yeah.
You girls can get away with anything. You girls can say fucking hi. Anything, honestly. And you guys will eat it up. We eat that shit. We eat up anything.
She said hi.
Hi.
Remy, you know what I would like, I would respond back to too? I'm a fucking liar. I would 100% respond with that. If Listen. A girl goes, I'm a serial killer, I would respond to that.
Yeah.
Immediately, I'm like, oh
my God, she's hilarious.
She's funny.
Until she chops you up.
No, you know, it's crazy. What, like, girls can get away with on dating apps specifically. You girls can say whatever you want.
Good. You should approach with that.
Okay. I'm a serial killer. And just see.
Okay, if a girl sent you this, how would you feel? Would you be weirded out? Or would you think it's
funny? I would definitely. I would go to their page.
I would say it's a bot.
Yeah. if the girl is funny on the page, immediately, oh, it's a joke.
You know what, though? Like, we're used to the bots on our pages on Instagram. So it's like, oh, it's a bot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I hate bots on Instagram because it looks like I bought them. I hate that.
Wait.
Like, the comments, like, on Instagram, that'll be, like, the first ones. Immediately, as soon as you post, you have, like, six that are, like,
yeah,
check out my page for a crazy time.
Oh, my TikTok videos. It's immediate. Like, your girl's, like.
Yeah.
I'm, like, what the fuck? Then it looks like I'm fucking subscribed to, like, this thing to, like, pay for, like, engagement or something.
And maybe you are. Maybe you are.
I don't get it.
They're all really porny. That's the thing.
It's not weird.
Just like a, hey, check out my page.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
Anyway.
Okay, wait. This is actually crazy because I didn't know about this, but going on with like scary dating, bad dating, nightmare dating. I was with my friend and she basically found out that a guy that she was dating was also dating someone else. So it was this huge ordeal, right? Come to find out, there are Facebook pages called Are We Dating the Same Person? And they're by cities.
No way.
When I tell you the girl power on this, literally.
They have that?
No, they have. It's insane.
Wait, so do girls immediately submit, like.
It's literally, are we dating the same guy? Seattle, Tacoma, Olympia. So she got put into this because she's from Seattle, right? There's literally 55,000 members. Yeah, so men fucking keep your shit together. Literally, and then it's like, hey guys, I started dating this one guy. Like, it's like a group chat.
It's a whole fucking, yes. That's crazy.
Literally, it's like, hey, I started dating this. It's seeming like
I love
weird.
This.
Who's dated him before, right? Or it's like, there's like this person, right? Eric ? T or red flag? And then they'll send the profiles of like the guy that they're talking to.
They're not worried that like this guy is going to see this.
No, because I think they're sketch enough to put them on. It's not just like,
yeah, I don't think it really matters. Yeah.
Like, no T, but I matched with him on Bumble recently and he sent me like one message and then never responded again. There's this one, like, what are our thoughts on these guys?
Oh, they don't know them that well.
Got it. This one. I'm dating him now, a random anonymous member. How long? And then tag someone. How long have you two been together / exclusive, if you don't mind me asking? They reply, I started talking to him on Bumble at the end of October. Are you dating him too? Like, literally insane.
That's wild.
Did she find out? She found out that they were dating the same guy?
She found out about this site because she was dating a guy and then got looped in and had no idea this was a thing. And she was like, oh my God, there's LA, there's Dallas. Like, there's so many different like cities.
I love women.
And I love women in STEM. Women in STEM.
It's like when people go on trips and they're like, if your fiance was on a bachelor trip and da-da-da-da-da.
Oh my God,
love
this is tea.
Obsessed. I always, what I do is
repost.
I don't like... Oh, I save it. I don't like her, but I save it because I want the algorithm to think that, like, I want to see the next update. Yeah.
This one, this girl posts this guy and is like, Ryan, is he dating anyone? All under it. Someone goes, he's upfront about previously being married and not looking for anything serious. He dates around a lot, in my opinion, and is honest about that. Never led me to believe he wanted exclusivity. Super nice guy, tons of fun. As far as I know, a good person. Based off of other people's experiences, it seems like he may have been a poor communicator at times. Someone replied, have you dated him? If so, when? Yes, I have. First date was years ago.
This is like a Yelp review. This is
crazy.
Like, that's crazy. Like, I get it if a girl wants to find out if the guy is cheating.
Yeah.
But this is like, let him.
No. But look at this. This is him with his family.
Poor thing.
And he's out here dating other people. Like,
It's like the Amazon reviews at the bottom. And it's like, got picture. Here's pictures and videos. This is what it came like. This is my date.
Do you want the newer version?
I would say 4.5 stars.
I'd go up a size.
Would recommend.
She literally was like, do you want my login? I trust you. You can go through it. And I was like, no, this is perfect.
That's the thing. You don't see guys doing that type of shit. Imagine a whole page where we're putting up girls, rate her from 1 to 5.
Imagine girls found out guys had a page to talk about what the girls were like.
That would be terrible.
Because they're so sketch and they're cheating on their wives.
I understand. I get the cheating.
The title, Are We Dating the Same Person?
I am for the cheating.
I'm going to invest.
You say I'm for cheating?
No, I'm for them talking about the cheating. If you want to find out about cheating, I fucking get
it. I don't like the full review.
The review thing, that's crazy.
I do think just a yes or no.
The man can't even for himself just like go on a date without getting a Yelp review by another girl. It's crazy.
Also, if he like that was a nice review of the guy.
That was. That was pretty nice.
It was nice, but I think the nice one almost makes me feel kind of worse for him because
he passed.
He passed, but I'm like, I think the review, I like the reviews more if they're like, he's a liar, he's a cheater, then obviously like warn the masses. Yeah. But I'm like, for him like to be warranted. Nice, it does feel a little like
I feel good.
Reviewing.
On a page, and that's good promo too. You're on a page of 50,000 subscribers. You know they're all sliding in.
How many people have you dated for this one, like, to be able to have a person that is like
in a group of 55,000 people?
A small group? That's insane.
All you got to hit is one or two people that can also respond to
it. I need to find the LA one and I need to get in it.
Dan, so that probably good. Has like 300,000 members. Oh my God.
Everyone's imagine just in an open relationship.
There's a photo of you. They're like, yeah, I showed up to this date. He didn't know that I was supposed to be the one on the date.
went, aside from that, went pretty well, though. Yeah. Recommend.
We did kiss.
Yo, that'd be crazy.
That's a one that would do really well.
That's a Black Mirror episode.
Damn.
If you're dating, the best, took him back to my house. He broke my leg and then ghosted me after. Definitely would not recommend.
After I sent him the hospital bills.
Uh-huh. Am I the asshole?
Am I the asshole?
Wow.
For expecting him to pay for my surgery bill.
That's crazy.
So, ladies, if you think someone is also dating the guy that you're dating.
Really quickly, I'm trying to figure out the timeline when it comes to... So these girls are asking, is he dating anyone else? When it comes, like dating, is dating before relationship starts, right?
I think that's subjective, kind of.
Yeah.
That's maybe that's why there's
a... Because everybody has a different like definition of what dating means. Like to me, dating means that like I'm a loyal dater. Like if I'm dating someone specific, I'm not dating anybody else. But there is one before dating, which is just like a date. Like, oh, we're going on... a day or two.
In my head, I also think like Cal and I are still dating. Like in my head, you and Mariah are still dating.
Yeah.
Even though engaged.
What do you mean?
I don't know. In my head, I'm just like, yeah, Cal and I are dating. Like we're always going to be dating.
Everything right before boyfriend, girlfriend.
I see it as talking, dating. Like I'll say I dated a guy, but maybe we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend. Like we weren't official.
Mm.
But then if I'm like exclusive, like boyfriend, girlfriend, then to me that's
official.
Official. Right?
I mean, that is considered dating. If if you're describing a couple that's a boyfriend, girlfriend, they're dating. Yeah, well, they're both dating.
If you think about it, though, like the dating scene is people that are single.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm dating around. Yeah. Oh, I'm dating. I'm currently dating. Like if
there's
I was
like two so buckets.
Yeah, there are two buckets of dating.
Means you're single.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Heath. Good job. You are single official, until baby. It's official.
Right.
There's done. Like the act of dating and then
are
there
you dating
is...
the same person? Maybe he's seeing who he likes.
Your boyfriend and girlfriend, and then you get married, the loyalty strengthens from there, right? There should be some sort of loyalty before your boyfriend and girlfriend. When you're dating, there should be exclusive. Some sort of like exclusive loyalty before being a
I think that's like a mutual thing. You're like where you hit them with the I'm not talking to anybody else.
Exactly.
Like, just to let you know, like, I'm not talking to anybody else. And then you, like, gauge them, like, oh, I'm not talking to anybody else. Okay, cool. And then, like, then you know, like, okay, this is, like...
Like, the exclusive.
Yeah, it should be for a good amount of time before you become boyfriend, girlfriend. In my eyes, I think that's the best way to do it. Like, you are dating for a good amount of time and you're not talking to anybody else before boyfriend or girlfriend status. And I think that makes it stronger.
Mm.
That you're not just like getting into a boyfriend girl. Oh, yeah, we're together. But like you just hooked up with a girl 2 weeks ago. To me, that's weird.
Yeah.
You're not hooking up with anybody before we're boyfriend and girlfriend status a couple weeks before that. It's a marriage. It's a marriage, but in like low tier marriage.
Low tier marriage.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, yeah. I guess
I'll,
ideally.
I'll die on that hill.
Ideally, I wouldn't
dad
want.
Dad trying to climb to the top.
Oh, just
but we got
I'm
there.
Hiding himself.
Guys, this vodka. Like shut up. This vodka's hitting me. So give
this
me
whole
break.
Podcast is just there. You fighting yourself.
Yeah. It's like a marriage.
That's the perfect way to put it.
Like no one's speaking. No one's answering.
No,
and no
marriage.
One has
no,
an opinion.
Not.
It's literally just you. He just loves to hear himself
so
talk. No, it's funny.
Talking.
No.
I'll have to. Quit in the pod.
Okay, I want to end on a very quick little anecdote of my own. And I want to just, I've talked about this on other podcasts, but I want to get your guys' opinion on the situation. It's very quick. So I was hooking up with this guy for a while and...
Boom. And then his head
hit the wall.
Sorry.
No, and so I was hooking up with him for a while. I really wanted to like actually date him. Like we went on dates occasionally, but like it was more so just hooking up. It was just a situationship. But I wanted it to be more. Few months in, I don't know how long in, but definitely like a while into it, and consistently seeing him. And it started with dates and then went into just hooking up. And then I was like, everyone I talked to would be like, you need to go on more dates. Like you have to go out in the daytime. Like you can't just be hooking up all the time. And I was like, I know. I just like, don't
you
get asked.
I don't want that.
Yeah. You don't think I don't think. And so finally he's like, hey, do you want to get lunch tomorrow? I'm going to be like in your area. Do you want to get lunch? And I was like, oh my fucking God. Like it's happening. Like it's here. I was so happy. So excited. I spent my whole day like getting ready. I like went over to my friend's house to keep myself busy so that I wasn't like overthinking it. And then the time it's like noon. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go back to my house.
You
now.
Would think she won the lottery with the way she was like, guys, oh my God, it's happening.
Like I've been dreaming every night, every waking moment, like begging for this moment. And so he's like, yeah, hey, I'm heading over. Like I have my lunch break. Like I'll come over. And I was like, sweet. Awesome. I head back to my apartment thinking like, you know, we're going to go thinking, where are we going to eat? What are we going to have? Pizza, mm-hmm. sandwiches, salad.
Let's chill, but not too much.
Yeah, but not too much. Whatever.
The way y'all friends work.
I know. You guys, he shows up to my apartment with a sack lunch and eats his lunch at my dining table as I sit there. Not eating. He eats he pulls out his sandwich. He eats a sandwich. He pulls out some Sun Chips. He eats some Sun Chips. He eats a fucking banana and is like, all right. Well, actually, halfway through, I'm just sitting there and he's like, are you hungry? Do you want any? I was like, I'm good. I'm stuffed, actually.
Remy.
You just did an everything shower. You just got full glam. You are sitting at the edge of your seat. Like
he throws his fucking lunch away.
Some lacy dress.
Literally. Lingerie matching set underneath. He throws his lunch away. He leaves.
This was it?
Yeah, that was my
date. How long was he there?
30 minutes, maybe.
That was for real his lunch break.
That was his lunch break.
Wait, that is insane.
That was so funny.
When he came over, he didn't see that you were obviously ready to see
him?
He
probably did.
You know what? He probably had like time to kill and was like, shoot, I'm in downtown. What do I do?
For
I
guess fucking I'll just sure. Stay at might as well, you know, it's hot. I bet they're like, where is their place? The air conditioning?
AC, yeah.
Of her penthouse apartment.
And you know why you know how a traumatizer? Because she remembers the chips he was eating.
Oh, no. And you know what?
Sun chips.
Well, you know why? Because I was fucking hungry because I didn't eat and I thought those looked damn good.
And that was my favorite flavor. It was garden salsa.
Fucking you.
That's the best goddamn
it's
flavor
so good.
Of Sun Chips.
And now I'm on, because I talked about it on PB, now I'm on the Sun Chips PR box. They sent me a giant box. We're like, sorry for the trauma.
Amazing. That's good.
So good.
Good Anyways. Job, Sun Chips. That's good.
Yeah, that was my nightmare story.
Were you?
I just can't believe like you waited for this date to be like.
She got ready.
Got ready.
And you like didn't eat.
She probably did a workout that morning.
I was so excited, you guys. It's so funny.
And you know what? That's like. In this, like, even I would know not to fucking do that. I'm an idiot. That's
you would
crazy.
You'd buy the coffee for the 15 minute coffee.
I would buy
at least
buy it. I would show it like this. Like, what was he thinking? Like, was he? I'm
he
trying to figure out his brain.
To have a picnic at your apartment and only pack for himself.
He was going on a fucking field trip. He brought a fucking brown paper lunch bag.
Sorry, but the way that you were so like. Delusional during that time, she would have texted us being like, oh guys, he wanted a picnic. Like we had a picnic.
So cute. Oh my God. He offered to share
no,
his lunch
it was like,
with
it was
me.
Like really, really good.
Like it was a picnic. It was
oh
so
my,
cute.
He even got me my favorite chips.
Yeah, literally.
No, literally we shared a sandwich. It was the cutest thing.
I just lady in the tree, so yeah, I let him eat my half.
You've been through it all, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, our next submission is a Hinge date message. He starts it off. And he just keeps going.
I was
right?
gonna say I don't see any reply.
Yeah, she doesn't. She has not responded. They
this
just matched.
Is Zane on an episode of Babes Clean Filter.
Stop. That was good.
I'm just kidding. I talk a lot too. I know.
Wait, somebody else read this. Can somebody else read? I actually. Right. I can't read,
this yeah. is this is his message. It reads: I start at 9 and end at 7. Thursday, I start at 9 and end at 5. but looking for a day job to stop the night shifts, LOL. For fun, a lot of stuff I like being active and lazy too. Not so much fun, but I do it. Gym. Fun, colon. Shooting range, fishing, swimming, breweries, movie theaters.
Oh, you mashed with Heath.
Hiking, camping, museums. Let's just say not many things I wouldn't. Let's just say not many things I would not do, LOL.
So it looks like he's continuing his profile through through messages.
Oh my God, it literally looks like a
That's
bio.
That's what it looks like, okay?
Oh, so that was the first message he sent. Like, just start off the bat, boom.
What?
That is an essay.
This is what she sent, so I feel like that's what he started off with.
Okay.
Okay? The next one.
She responded, what's with the interrogation? I've just been relaxing at home, LOL. My favorite book is War and Peace, and my favorite thing to do is cook in menudo. My favorite thing to cook is menudo.
Wow, I need to just reply to some of these for fun. Like, I'm like, damn. Like, I wouldn't reply to what he had sent, but I need to.
That is so funny, though. What's with the interrogation? He responded, sorry, I just want to get to know you. Feel free to interact with me. Feel free to interact with... They're bots, man.
No, Heath, some people just text like bots. It's
also, these are all individual. It's like nine in a row.
Yeah, these are.
It's just making me realize how bad people are at like spelling and like writing. I have not read that book before. Do you like cilantro?
Me.
I love it.
Would you ever be interested in having a cooking date eventually so I can try?
Why cilantro? Remy. That was so random.
Remy would love that.
I would love to play the game of Monopoly and Life with you.
Meh.
Wait, that's kind of a good pickup line.
Those are two great games.
Would you like to play with me?
It's a horror movie.
First of all, the one before was a statement that he added a question mark to. The second one is a question.
With no question mark?
Could I get your number, question mark? I like to cuddle. How about you?
Same.
This
Where's
is him,
my hug at?
This is him texting, and it because you see three of his emojis, I think this is, she's watching it, and she's not responding.
Yeah.
Oh,
so he's like triple, this is like, yeah, triple texting right
you're
now.
You're so right. Like days have probably gone on in between. You're so right.
Do you like cilantro?
Like he doesn't seem mean. He just... seems a little scary.
I just
What's
like
with the interrogation.
I just can't imagine like my if it was days later and being like, do you like cilantro? Like that's like,
yeah,
like, that's random.
Yeah.
I was about to give a little bit of advice to our guys out there, but we got like a 97% female audience right now. So I'm not talking to anybody, but don't do that.
Stop it.
One text. If they don't respond, give it up. There is a million other girls on that app. Just try again. This is absolutely, it's harassment.
Yeah.
It's harassment. And you should be reported to authorities immediately.
He's trying. It's just coming off a little scary.
We have another submission from another girl that had a nightmare conversation. And this is it.
Okay. First icebreaker. It is nice to meet you. Your voice is sweet like French vanilla. Smiley face.
Aww.
And then it looks like the next day, they say, hi, are you there? Because there was no reply.
Hi.
Yes.
Do her.
Yes, hi. I appreciate the nice compliments, but you should know I have a boyfriend.
Why are you on a dating app?
And why are you responding?
Yeah, yeah. These are DMs. These are not, this is Instagram.
Oh, it's a DM. Okay, all right.
Okay, but.
Oh my, I was like, what the?
He goes, okay, sad face.
Aww.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? February 4th. April 7th. Hi. What's up? How are you? April 9th. Hi. How are you? May 5th. Hi. What's up? That's June 11th. Crazy. Why are you so hot? Chili pepper. Panting. Oh my God, sweating. Do you have intentions of killing me?
Are you kidding me?
What?
That's a curveball.
She didn't respond this. He said that to her.
Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
Bro, I am sick of these guys. This is fucking wild.
Hi, babe.
This is the same guy, by the way.
How are you? How's going? Hi. What are you doing now? Hello?
Hello. That was so good. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Can we go for a date? Hello? I will drive to you. Hello? Damn. Are you persistent? Oh, I want to buy you a Pandora ring.
What's Pandora?
Pandora.
Oh, Pandora.
Pandora.
Hey, beautiful, please talk. Let's watch Netflix.
Hey,
or
beautiful,
movie.
Please talk. It's
and
so good.
Dinner.
What is? I don't get the fucking brains.
I don't get
what's
it.
Happening in their brains, bro. It drives me. It drives me through a fucking wall. What is happening? I know he's not on the spectrum. There's no way. It's what is happening. What is going on?
I just like, hey, beautiful, please talk. I hope that men talk
hey,
to me
beautiful.
Like that.
Hey, beautiful,
please talk.
Hey, beautiful, please talk.
Please talk.
Whoa.
Please talk.
Wow.
Please talk.
And like, ladies, if he wanted to, he would.
Exactly. This is him trying. And he's going to go out to be like, these girls, they just...
Oh,
it's not. No, I don't feel bad. This is
no. This is this
crazy.
Is
crazy.
No, this is a little much. Really October 29th, 6:47 a.m.
Damn.
Hi, October 29th, 10:09 a.m. She finally replies.
Give it up! Oh my god.
But you can't reply because did he keep going after that?
I'm sure he was did. Excited I that bet she replied.
He did. He the rebuttal. Mm-hmm. No, please make a date. Please. Or let's make a date, please.
She goes, bro, I have a boyfriend.
I really like you a lot. At least give a chance. I will be the best.
Oh, they've met.
We literally the met once.
Plot thickens.
Oh my God.
This changes things.
This changes everything.
I'm thinking this is just a weird Instagram guy that just found her profile.
Wait, this is like a mutual friend then or something if they've met.
We literally met once. I don't like you, bruh.
You haven't met me after that.
Holy shit.
How can you say that? We haven't met me. Or you haven't met me.
How can you like me if you haven't met me, motherfucker?
Oh, I just liked talking to you. You were so sweet.
Aww.
Okay, but no, do you just... understand that I have a boyfriend?
I want to kiss you so bad.
Bro, I'm blocking you.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. The blocking is good. We should have blocked, I think, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should have been a lot. I can't believe you guys met. That changes the entire conversation.
Yeah, that's really like crazy. Even
more,
that's
that just, makes him more crazy.
My hands are sweating from that one.
I know. Ooh. Wow, that was a roller coaster.
That is not acceptable behavior.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your dating nightmare stories with us, you guys. Those were very fun to read. And be sure to email us at...
basicallyunfilteredfanmail@gmail.com.
We'll link it down below.
Mm-hmm. Be safe out there, too.
Be safe.
There's a lot of weird people, man. Be careful.
Mm-hmm. Be safe.
Be silly.
Be yourself.
Be pretty and be unfiltered.
Bye.
Right. Love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Check out every Thursday. Love you. Woo! Bye.